Jacob Dylan from the Wallflowers, and Jacob Dylan was in studio with us earlier today. He's got a new documentary out that Richard Roper reviewed, 3.5 stars.
Echo in the Canyon.
And it is a great, it is really, I've had the pleasure of seeing it. It is, yeah. What he's doing is they're taking a look at the rock and roll scene in Laurel Canyon, which is a neighborhood in Los Angeles, just off Sunset Boulevard, in Hollywood, actually.
Yeah.
It's between Hollywood and Los Angeles.
Up in the hills.
And you go off Sunset Boulevard, the hill sort of emerges there to the north, and, and you climb up through there. And as they explain in the movie, it's like a forest preserve out there.
Amazing,
it's,
right?
Right. Yeah. It's like these little houses nestled into these hills, and there's wildlife, and there's there's cougars, and there's also those cats, those big cats. And so
the first cougars I think came from Laurel Canyon, right?
That's really true.
All the leaves are brown.
So they have this, and it became an artist commune in Laurel Canyon.
Really did, yeah.
In the 1960s, and it was started by some of the folk artists. Pete Seeger and people like that.
Right, yeah.
But then the guys like Crosby, Stills, Nash, which was initially the Byrds.
Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, and Buffalo Springfield, Mamas and Papas, right? Beach Boys, obviously the Beach Boys.
And then the Beach Boys. And they would all get together,
yeah.
And they would all do drugs and then write music with each other. Or they'd show up at some guy's house and go, I can't come up with the right lyric for this, or the right bridge for this. And that had been going on for years and years and years after them, right? But these are the guys who started it, because then that led to Jackson Browne and the Eagles and all those guys who all lived together. Because everybody wanted to live
Mitchell,
in this commune kind of world. And so they've done this documentary about that part of rock and roll and why that's such an important part of rock and roll history. Part of it is that they're going back and playing Jacob Dylan, along with other artists you mentioned, Beck and Jade.
Fiona
and a bunch
Apple,
of
other, yeah.
Have done a number
of Jones.
Their own album.
Yes.
And they came in here and did these songs that were so hit, such big hits. In 1965, Go Where You Want to Go, which was the Mamas and the Papas, which was literally written by John Phillips about Michelle, right?
Yes.
His wife.
Yes.
Because she was running away from him and sleeping with other members
Free
of the band.
She's in the movie talking about it now, 50 years later. She's like, hey. And she still has that great kind of hippie chick beauty and kind of openness. That's one of the great moments in the movie where they play Go Where You Want to Go for Michelle Phillips with Jacob Dylan and Jade trading the vocals.
So here is the Studio G version of this. They recorded this 2 hours ago right here in the WGN studios. Here is Go Where You Want to Go.
One, two. You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do. With whoever you wanna do it with. Go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
You may go on a wheel.
what you want to do with whoever you want to do it with. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do with whoever you want to do it with. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to do.
That is Jacob Dylan and Jade from just 2 hours ago in our studios right here, WGN, doing Where You Want to Go, which was written by the Mamas and the Papas, written by John Phillips, about his wife who was cheating on him, and made into a bigger hit by the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah.
2 years later.
Huge hit. I mean, both of them were number one. Actually, both versions, which is pretty incredible.
You know, Marilyn McCoo singing that. And it is a... It is amazing to hear these guys. They've taken that song, and again, for this documentary that they've done, Echo in the Canyon, they want to reintroduce a whole new audience to what that was all about, this kind of folk rock thing, which those were the first folk rock songs of all times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of unheard of. In fact, Roger McGuinn of the Byrds talks about when he first started doing that in New York City, people are like, what are you doing? And then it, you know, became so big. And, of course, famously, Bob Dylan, they did some of his songs, like, you know, Mr. Tambourine Man, the Byrds did. And then Dylan famously then went electric, which scandalized the folk community the first time he plugged in, right?
Jacob Dylan sat in studio with us and explained in the 3 o'clock hour that's up for podcast, explained why they were choosing the songs they chose.
We chose songs that we could help tell the story of the film with. And then, you know, the people who are of my generation that we reached out to sing, there were people that we knew, and they all have a connection to Southern California and Los Angeles and even Laurel Canyon. People like Cat Power and Regina Spektor and Beck. And, you know, I think everybody, my feeling is everybody enjoys being a part of something if it's positive and the songs are good. It's not, you know, people like to be there.
All right, so now they did Dedicated to the One I Love. Now, people know that song, right? Because that was done by the Shirelles, the Mamas and the Papas. Wait till you hear what it sounded like in Studio G.
While I'm far away from you, my baby, just before dawn. To the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
All right, Jacob Dylan was in studio with us. He's got a project that is really cool about the history of rock and roll. It's a documentary that you must see. Richard Roper gave it 3.5 stars, did he not?
I did.
Yes, you did.
I did. One of the best documentaries of any kind this year. But you know, for a certain group of fans, tons, millions, they love this music. But if you don't know this music, if you watch this, I think you'll immediately, the pop hooks and the tunes are so infectious, like one hit after another. It's great hearing the stories behind the hits as well.
Echo in the Canyon is what it's called. And you do, if you love the music of the Beach Boys and the Birds and that sort of sound, or like for me, I'm much more of a Jackson Brown, Eagles, that generation, because that was the next generation, next wave up from that. But that came from these guys, Richie. So it was an amazing story to see this.
Yeah.
So what Jacob Dylan has done, he's got an all-star cast of other singers and musicians. Beck is on this record. They've done an accompanying soundtrack for
this.
Yeah. They did their own concert. He's reworked all these songs that were written from back in that moment. And then they came here to WGN this afternoon and then re-recorded three of these just for us.
Custom cuts with the full band.
Yes.
Here. Some great session musicians as well. And wonderful vocals, and Jacob Dylan, of course, guitar and lead vocals. But yeah, the whole crew was here. It was awesome.
So here is, from the band Love, song Love.
No matter what in the world you do.